You're listening to All Things Considered on Prairie Public. I'm Doug Hamilton, joined in studio by Carrie Winterstein and Lori Baker. We're going to talk about a Theater B production that's coming up. Carrie, thanks for being with us today.
Thank you for having us.
Carrie is the executive director of Theater B and also the director of this project we'll talk about, A Beautiful Hell. And Lori Baker, thank you for being with us.
Happy to be here.
You've adapted the book by Carol Kapon-Rachinsky to the stage. So, Carrie, why did you choose this?
It feels like the project chose us, actually. Humanities North Dakota was doing an entire theme year around death, dying, grieving, healthy life, healthy life choices. And we just felt like this project really spoke to that issue. And so it just so happened that Carol and Lori and I talked about it and decided to see if we couldn't make Carol's work more accessible to a wider audience by bringing it to the stage.
Well, I've interviewed Carol Kapon-Rachinsky when the book came out, and it's an evocative book. It's poetry that really tells the story of her personal experience with the death of her 2-year-old child, doesn't it, Lori?
That and the aftermath, yes, of that, 10 years of grieving that experience.
So how do you adapt a book of poetry to the stage?
Well, it really helps to start with such beautiful, beautiful language, right? Don't have to really come up with beautiful language. It's already there. So the process really was much more about trying to see the characters within it rather than one woman's voice. It needed to be multiple voices. Who were those voices? How would they interact? That was really my biggest challenge, was just to come up with different voices, make them different enough that actors could portray them and it would still tell a coherent story.
And Carrie, you had the advantage as the director of being working with the person adapting it and knowing the original author as well. So talk about your process here.
It was very organic, really. I mean, so much of it, as Lori said, started from the language. It started a lot from relationship and just our time together in a studio, a lot of moving around, thinking about what the scenes were that emerged in the language of the poetry, thinking about the process and sort of what were the stages that the poetry takes you through in terms of that experience and how does that relate to a narrative structure that an audience might understand, a beginning, a middle, and end. So it was a real advantage to have both Carol and Lori a part of the process. But particularly, Carol was very gracious in letting go and trusting us with her work. Lori was very gracious in trusting the actors and trusting me with the work. And it really just emerged over time, seeing movement on its feet, hearing the language in different people's mouths and thinking about what's the overall shape of the story that we're telling.
And in some ways, the story is still evolving a little. I mean, we just made several changes a half an hour ago. So, and I want to give a shout out to Theater B's incubator process. I mean, this is not the first time that they have let a novice playwright have a go at putting something on the stage. And that's the fact that they know how to do that and then that they're willing to do that, that's a huge gift in this community or any other.
Well, it's been staged before.
It has.
Carrie, you did it last summer during the Game Changer Ideas Festival in Grand Forks and Bismarck.
And it continued to change, partly based on the reaction from those audiences and our opportunity to hear from them, both in the actual performance process, but also in post-show discussion. What were the kinds of things that were sticking with people and seemed to be working and have some staying power? And so, yes, as Lori said, the process continues now. And I'm so excited that we get to bring it to our local audience that not only is familiar with Theater B, but is familiar with the original work and with Lori. And for us to, frankly, toot our horns a little bit about how what a really rich artistic community we have here in Fargo-Moorhead.
Well, give us a sense of how this has changed. I mean, when I first heard about this, I thought of this as sort of reader's theater. Is it still reader's theater?
It is. At this point, it is still staged reading. It would not have to be. I think of it as being a real feminine form of theater, so more on the vagina monologues kind of spectrum, where the arc is not maybe as coherent or as obvious as a more traditional play would be, but it's evocative. It meets Theater B's tagline, rearranging the furniture of your mind. I think it reaches that pretty successfully. You can't be immune to the experience very easily.
Carrie, there are characters?
Yes, there are characters. And I think audiences will recognize some of these characters from the poems. One really clear example is Night Nurse, for example. You know, when you read that poem, you see that woman. You hear her. You can feel her breath. You know what she's like. And so for us to be able to retain that, even in a staged reading sort of format, that's a part of why we did it that way, is to hang on to the expressive nature of the poetry, that the words really do foreground, as opposed to sort of being slaves to a narrative structure. So, yeah, characters like Night Nurse come out and you just get to meet them briefly, mm-hmm. and you understand that they are important in this journey that the family's taking.
And is there a Carol Kapon-Rachinsky character?
There is absolutely the mother of the child.
And the mother's name?
The mother's name is Ruby. And then there's her sister and her everybody but Ruby, the mother, plays multiple roles within the script. But essentially there's the therapist, the sister, and the husband.
And who's in the show? Who are your performers?
We have, there are four performers. Carissa Noel, who is relatively new to our stage here in Fargo-Moorhead, and she plays Ruby. Scott Ecker plays Michael, Ruby's husband, and multiple other characters. Rachel McLeod, who is not necessarily completely new to Fargo-Moorhead audiences, but she does a lot of film work here in town, plays the sister, Bobby, as well as other characters. And then the actor that most of our audience would be most familiar with is Pam Strait, who is an ensemble member at Theater B, directs quite a bit, has performed quite a bit, and she plays Lynn, the therapist, as well as other fabulous characters.
Is this going to be available to other theater groups, this piece?
We hope so, yes. And also we've been shopping it a little bit to conferences.
All right. Well, the show opens Thursday. It runs Friday and Saturday at 7:30 p.m. There's a Sunday matinee at 2 o'clock, and a Sunday salon social and discussion follows that performance. That's Sunday, June 2nd at 3:30, and Theater B is in Moorhead. Ticket prices range from $7 for students Thursday evening, $12 for other performances, ranging up to $25 for adults. Carrie Winterstein and Laurie Baker for Theater B and the upcoming production of A Beautiful Hell. Thanks for being with us today.
Thanks for having us, Doug.
Always a pleasure.